Don't despise the testimony of the Holy Spirit. Centuries of history testify that the Holy Spirit has worked through the gospel of justification to change the lives of millions of sinful men and women who were without hope. The testimony of church history is that the Holy Spirit has validated this preaching. This is why men could go like Judson to Burma, Hudson Taylor to China, Gilmore to Mongolia. This is why men could go to the islands of the sea that were cannibal. Gospel has power. Power of God unto salvation. To everyone. Great heart or little faith. To everyone who believeth. Look with me now at Romans very quickly. Apart from the Gospels, the most important book ever written. It's caused many revolutions. F.F. Bruce said, if you'll study this book, it'll mean cataclysmic change for you, but wonderfully for the better. It's a book about justification. Remember, justification and righteousness are the same word. Adventists took 150 years to learn that and then promptly forgot it. I was with the meetings at Palmdale where day after day we noticed that whenever Paul links righteousness with faith, he is only ever talking about justification. Not justification plus sanctification. That robs you of assurance. The great lacuna in Adventist Christian experience is a lack of assurance. Adventists get to 80 and 90, not quite sure which direction they're going. But righteousness and justification are the same word. Righteousness by faith, to any Greek scholar, means justification by faith. So you don't have to be cast down by your mistakes. Because your salvation is in justification. But it always produces holiness of life. But it's the general direction, not every act. Because formation of character is a lifetime task. We're accepted at the beginning. We have the verdict of the last judgment. The moment you believe, you have everlasting life the moment you believe. John 5:24. What more could you ask?